This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
In the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Budget Lumber, State Representative David Brock-Smith joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So I want to ask you, first of all, let's go back to the special session, get your take on that one-day session last week.
Well, it was just it was fast and furious. That's what it was. I appreciated my colleagues' works on the various committees that limited some pretty intense bills that would have not been good for Oregon. It was interesting, to say the least, that the speaker disallowed public comment with regards to some of the meetings that were occurring to go over the legislation. We, especially in the House, we're the people's house, and the public needs to be engaged and have the ability to input in legislation as we're moving forward. And so I'm hoping that we're done. We've finished the budgets that are necessary. We made the fixes. Of course, then the governor comes out the next day and has a press conference and, you know, touts that there might be another special session, and she encourages more reform bills, and the budget isn't necessarily done because she has line item veto power, of course. And it just reminded me of her comments that revenge is best served slow and cold.
Interesting. So getting through that session, it sounded like a very frantic pace during the day, very long day, 15, 16 hours, something like that. Were you anticipating it to be a one-day session when you got there?
Yeah, we wanted to get things done, but, you know, setting up committee meetings in the afternoon and then expecting that there's just not going to be any comment or disagreement on various pieces of legislation is disingenuous. I mean, we knew that we needed to get in and out and fix the budget issues that we needed for our state and its citizens. But to think that we can go in and do so without dialogue is unacceptable.
Where do we go from here in terms of the budget, some of the changes, some of the things that were impacted? Do you feel like the cuts were made in the right way?
No, I mean, we cut, I didn't support it, cut veteran services. They cut the $1.6 million that Senator Hurd and myself worked to get for the Port of Port Orford. I did get a commitment from the speaker that there's dollars that are being allocated to the e-boards, and that if the federal matching grants come in for the port, that there's the possibility for them to come back for it. But those resources were desperately needed for development project here at the port that in Port Orford that has roughly 35 to 38% of the local economy comes from those fishing dollars across that port. So, but I was happy that we were able to fund the $2 million for the Curry Health Network as a struggling hospital. But appreciate Senator Hurd's work on that as well, because Brookings needs an ER. It's one of the largest communities in the state without its own hospital. And having that emergency department open down there is critical for life-saving procedures for our folks down in Southern Curry County. So it's a mixed bag, Kyle. There was a number of those pieces of legislation and bills and budget adjustments, and some were good and some were bad.
Your district includes parts of Douglas County, but you really have most of it over on the coast and then the area in between the coast and Douglas County. What's it been like this summer on the South Coast in terms of the business community?
Oh, it's devastating. And that's saying it lightly. Our coastal communities and Roseburg, my district goes over into West Roseburg and up into Winchester and Looking Glass and so forth. And it's devastating to the coastal business communities. And we have, the up and down of the governor's executive orders with that is just blanket statewide. I mean, here you have just, unlawful riots occurring nightly in Portland, yet I can't have my my family can't go to church. You have situations where businesses are struggling. They prepare for being able to open, and then the governor with less than 48 hours decides to delay that opening. The coastal communities never recovered from the 08 recession, and they are hurting badly, as are their businesses. And the CARES Act money that was supposed to be coming to those local jurisdictions just isn't happening. I don't know if you saw the Senate president's press release from yesterday, but at the e-board that they had yesterday, he pointed out that, once again, the governor is prioritizing Portland and jurisdiction for state dollars and leaving the urban areas and other lesser populated areas out to dry. Hence my comment earlier about revenge is best served slow and cold, as the governor commented back in 2019 on the stopping of a cap and trade bill.
It's been interesting. I've had a number of conversations with other lawmakers and with elected county officials, and that issue of the money all going to Portland and the metro areas and little coming to rural counties keeps coming up again and again.
Well, it's blatantly obvious that the priorities lie where they do. The larger jurisdictions, in the language within the CARES Act, of 500,000 or more, had direct access to those funds. They took them, and yet they continue to be given more while rural Oregonians struggle. Plain and simple, that is what's happening from the supermajority that is running the state.
Just about out of time. What's ahead in your schedule as a legislator in the next few days?
It's Zoom meetings left and right. I am working on trying to see what we can do and with our schools and our students on maybe getting some opportunities for them to go in to do some internships in the businesses. We're exploring that. I'm going to be working on another press release with Senator Hurd on the devastating damages and violence that's occurring outside of our area and in Portland. It is just remarkable that there is not any condemnation with regards to those rioters that are beating people nearly to death. And every citizen in my state, in our state, my constituents have a right to feel safe and be protected wherever they are in the state, just as Portlanders have a right for protection and to feel safe when they're coming down and visiting from our area. And that is not occurring, and it's unacceptable.
State Representative David Brock Smith, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, Kyle.
843 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.